Welcome to the News Quark US Open podcast on the 3rd of December 2025. European stocks are broadly firmer with modest gains across US futures, supported by upbeat sentiment from Marvel's data center outlook. The dollar index is softer after Trump referred to Hassett as the potential next Fed chair, while fixed income benchmarks are firmer but off highs as crude advances. In terms of key trade developments, US President Trump said they will give refunds out of the tariffs and believes they won't have income tax to pay in the near future. US futures are slightly higher, led by tech after Marvel's strong guidance lifted sentiment, while attention turns to upcoming US data including the ISM services PMI, ADP jobs and industrial production. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 is higher, led by retail after strong Inditex earnings, while energy and tech outperform. Marvel's results buoyed semiconductor names, though insurers and personal care stocks lagged. In FX, the dollar index is weaker, trading near 99 as odds of Hassett's Fed chair nomination rise. The euro and pound are firmer, with cable at fresh highs after stronger UK PMI data, while dollar-yen trades steady. The Swiss franc briefly weakened on soft CPI, with markets watching next week's SMB meeting. Fixed income is modestly firmer, but off peaks as rising crude nudged yields higher. Treasuries and European benchmarks initially gained before fading, while gilts eased after strong demand at the UK 2029 auction. As for commodities, crude prices have climbed through Europe, retracing early losses after limited progress at the Putin-Witkoff meeting, with Brent above $63 per barrel and WTI over $59 per barrel. Gold trades range-bound below $4,200 per ounce, while copper hit new record highs above $11,400 per tonne on firm demand and supply tightness. On the data front, Eurozone and UK PMI data were revised higher, with the Eurozone Services Index at 53.6 and the UK's at 51.3. ECB's Lane reiterated that monetary policy must respond to large persistent deviations from the inflation target. Geopolitical focus remains on Russia-Ukraine discussions, with Moscow describing US talks as productive but inconclusive. The EU is preparing a proposal to use frozen Russian assets to fund a Ukraine loan, while Germany pledged further military support. Kremlin earlier said it would be wrong to say that President Putin rejected the US peace plan. It added that Russia is ready to meet with the US as many times as needed to reach a resolution on Ukraine. In Asia-Pac trade, stocks were mixed. Japan's Nikkei rose on tech strength, while China and Hong Kong slipped amid liquidity tightening. Australia gained slightly despite weaker GDP. Looking ahead, US Services and Composite PMI Final, US ISM Services PMI, ADP National Employment, Import Prices, Industrial Production, MBP Policy Announcement, speakers including Barry's Mann, ECB's Lagarde, and earnings from Salesforce, Snowflake, Dollar Tree. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.